Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Psalms, chapter number 70, beginning in verse number 1. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. In this Psalm of David, we are told that it is a Psalm of remembrance. The Psalm deals with the need of David for God to help him because of those who are trying to tear down his life. He is asking God to, in reality, stand between he and those who are against him, defending him from their attacks. Again, this is a Psalm of remembrance, as David states at the beginning. How is this a Song of remembrance? It is not a Psalm of remembrance that David is reminding God anything. It is not a psalm of remembrance to remind his enemy about anything. David is reminding himself, yet he is speaking to God, asking him for his help. I think David is putting himself in a place of remembrance of who he really is as he asks God to deal with those who are against him. Our flesh tends to want to ask for our enemy's destruction. Oh God, why won't you destroy them? We want to see God revenge us against them. But David said in verses 4 and 5, And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. I think David is reminding himself that he cannot lift himself up above others, expecting God to deal with them and forgetting that he is no better than anyone else. David said, Let God be magnified. No matter what he chooses to do, I know he is in control and knows all things. And I must remember to magnify him, no matter what he does or the outcome of what he allows to happen to me. David said, I'm poor and needy. I think David is reminding himself to stay humble. David knew that God would cast away the prayers of the prideful and arrogant and receive the prayers of the humble. This is a psalm of remembrance, and it is a good reminder to us also. As we look at the lives of those that are against us and are trying to tear us down, we must magnify God in our life and work hard to stay humble. Solomon wrote in Proverbs 3, verses 31 through 34, Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, and his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. So let me leave you with this one last passage of Scripture. This is James chapter number 4, verses 6 and 7. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.